We are two successful women. We operate and excel in male-dominated environments. We have checked all of the boxes that society says equals success. One of us has 17 years experience in tech, has created leaders across the country, and is currently pursuing an MBA. And if that wasn't enough, she even had 3 babies in one day.
I did.
One of us has a master's degree in clinical psychology, a doctorate in organizational leadership, completed a paper from the hospital bed after giving birth, and if that wasn't enough, wrote a number one international best-selling book in 30 days. But it's still not enough. It is still not enough.
We have also been asked to show ID to prove we live in our own neighborhoods. We have been ignored in meetings when we have been the senior executives at the table. We have been reduced to our physical appearances, even though our brains are far more impressive. These are real stories that often go unheard and untold. What happens when you succeed and you still have to prove yourself on the smallest levels every day? Who is listening to the Black woman? We are. And we need others to listen as well. It is time for real, genuine conversations. I am Candace Morgan, and she is Dr. Angela Anderson. Together, we are unfiltered and unapologetic. All we need is a mic.
Now, let's get the conversation started. Welcome to Just Be Real, Sis. Welcome back. Today's episode is sponsored by Marion E. Brooks, Professional and Personal Development. He is the best-selling author of What You Don't Know Is Hurting You, 4 Keys to a Phenomenal Career, available on Amazon.
Have you ever struggled with sharing your success? Have you ever been told that you're doing too much? Have you ever watered yourself down to make other people feel comfortable? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, today's episode is definitely for you.
On today's episode, we are going to be talking about how to encourage excellence in your environment. Over the past few days, we've had a number of conversations with our listeners and with just women in our environment and men as well about how comfortable they are with their success. And we have gotten some interesting responses. So we wanted to dedicate today's show to really just kind of unpacking this issue and talking about not only the importance of operating in excellence, but not being afraid to do so.
Because normal's crowded.
Yes, it is. Well, I wouldn't know because we're never there. So the first thing we wanted to do is share what you all have told us about this topic. And we had some interesting responses, didn't we?
We sure did.
Some we expected and some we didn't. So you want to share one, sister?
Yeah. So Dawn said that the reason she struggles with this issue is because of fear of appearing boastful or tooting her own horn. She said, particularly in her profession, everyone is measured through the success by the success of their colleagues.
Wow. So you think they're using each other maybe as the measuring stick?
For sure.
Okay. Well, we talk a lot about that. You always say, never measure yourself against another person's. What's the quote you always say?
Don't measure yourself according to someone else's yardstick.
Exactly. So let's unpack Dawn's statement for a second. Even though she's successful and she's in an industry where she's very accomplished, she still says that there are times where she feels like she doesn't want to come across like she's bragging, right?
Right.
So is this something that you think is a common issue?
Absolutely. And I think what happens, particularly women, we just put our heads down and we work really hard and then we expect for someone to come up to us and tell us we've done a good job.
Mm-hmm. So I think the way to combat that is that we have to start doing a little bit of that for ourselves and encouraging it in other people, don't you think?
That's the goal.
All right, so that's why we're doing this entire show. So let's see, should we
do share a couple
another?
More?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do a couple more. So another friend says, this is from Janice, said that sometimes she worries that she'll make others feel bad by sharing her successes. So she will either hide her success or she will downplay it.
Here's another one. Anne said that in the past, when she has decided to share, she was told that she was doing too much and that she was extra.
I don't really see the problem with that one, actually. You know, we wake up and we say our to-do list is to do the most all the time. So let's go back and let's unpack each of the topics that came up.
We're doing a lot of unpacking.
Let's start unpacking.
Yeah, unpack
everything. Okay. All right. So let's go back and take a look at what Dawn shared with us. her issue was that the reason why she doesn't share her successes is because she fears that people will think she's boasting or she's bragging. And so my first question is, what part of what you're sharing is untrue?
Facts.
All facts. So sometimes it just is. And we have to get to a point to where we are comfortable with owning our truth. Because you didn't make it up. And no one gave you the success. You had to work very hard for it. And so I think sometimes we are afraid to share just because we don't know how it's going to land on other people. Whose problem is that, though?
So T.D. Jakes talks about how I can see you right now, clearly, but I can't see me. I can't see myself, right? Mm-hmm. And so how others see us, that's so important, and the perception that we put out. So what he said was, when people, like, for an example, a person that can sing, they don't try to sing. They just sing. They just can. It just is. So when we have certain gifts, we miss it, and then we're afraid to share it because we don't see what others see. So sometimes I may see something in you that you don't necessarily see. So you know we're going to receive some backlash about this, right?
Possibly.
Because people will say, are you guys advising that people just go out there and start tooting their own horn and telling the world what they're doing and that they're so great? Is that what we're telling people to go do?
I think that's fabulous to do that. I see no problem with it. But that's just how I see it.
Right.
Why not?
Well, some people will say, let others, you know, share your story. Let others celebrate your success. Allow them to tell the world the great things that you're doing.
Hmm. Really?
There could be a slight problem with that.
Well, one, who is going to own your story better than you can? And even though you may think that your story is being told in a positive way, how can you be assured that that's what is actually happening? So the best way to avoid it is to control your own narrative, right? And you raised an interesting point earlier where you said, if a person is not comfortable in their own skin, then...
then how can they show up for you? How can they really celebrate you?
Exactly. Exactly. So it reminds me actually of a story that I shared with my girls on the way to school. And we had this conversation just because of the feedback that we've been hearing from the listeners about this tendency to hide your greatness or to be afraid to do so. And so I said, how can I teach this lesson to young girls, 11 and 7, but start planting the seeds of the importance of celebrating their greatness? And so we had a conversation about the sun, and I told them, I said, what is the purpose of the sun? And they said, to shine and to bring warmth and light. I said, exactly. I said, and so do you think the sun was created specifically for that purpose? Yes, ma'am. I said, absolutely. I said, do you have times where you complain about the brightness of the sun? Like it's in your eyes? Oh, yes, ma'am. Sometimes I do. I said, and so what do? Does the sun dim itself because you can't stand the light of it? I said, what do? Well, we have sun visors in the car, we have sunscreen, we have sunglasses. I said, exactly right. I said, because every day that the sun comes out, it has a divine purpose. And it doesn't matter how many people complain about that purpose or can't handle that purpose, it is going to shine because that's what it was designed to do. And so the adjustment has to come from those of us that are around that divine purpose. That's why we have all those things. And so I look at it like that. And just the same thing as I told my daughters, I said, you're like the sun. You have divine purpose. And so as long as people come to accept that it's your obligation and purpose to shine, they will adjust because they have no other choice.
So that reminds me, I had to participate in an exercise. I was attending a conference back in December, and one of the things that they encouraged us to do was exactly what we're talking about today. So they handed out some cards, and on the front of the card, it said, "You are amazing." And on the inside of the card, they said, just write a love letter to yourself. And I did that. And a couple of things that I put in there was, are you recording the podcast that you've dreamed about? Are you continuing to trust the process? And guess what?
What?
I received the letter today.
Wow.
So it went, it was a really big deal because for me, we didn't know when, you know, to expect the letter.
And that was from December?
It was from December. And today couldn't have been a better day. I started out my day kind of like, doubting myself a little bit, forgetting to trust the process. And then when I opened it and I read it, it just put a big smile on my face because it was a great reminder of, you got this.
Mm-hmm. And that is so good, because there's so many things about what you just said. Sometimes we're put in these positions where there are things that are going to manifest in our future. We have no idea. So the first thing you did was you wrote it down. Like, we had the idea of doing the podcast. We had talked about the idea, but you put it into writing. And you challenged yourself in that space and said, are you doing it yet? So the fact that we're recording today and you open this card today that asks you if you were doing the podcast yet, isn't that a success?
And you know what makes it even better?
What is that?
Is that I picked up the phone and I called you and I shared it with you and you were just as excited as I was.
I was super excited because we have this thing about timing and divine order, and making sure that we're doing things that line up with our purpose.
And celebrating each other.
Like, that is so important. So you would have thought that the card came to me, that it was written to me, but I felt like it was, because the message of that card was so powerful. It was, wow, you wrote this to yourself several months ago, not having any idea of what was coming, and then to open it today. And basically, give yourself the advice. Trust the process. Believe in yourself. Are you doing what you said you've always wanted to do? So that's an amazing story. So we challenge you guys to do the same thing. What is it that you have been storing in the back of your mind that could lead to some sort of success in your life? Write it down. Write a letter and ask someone that's close to you to decide when to mail it to you and see what happens. There's a lot of power in giving your dreams life and writing them down.
It could also be that so many women tend to have the we mentality versus the I mentality. And according to Forbes, they don't feel like they deserve it all the time. But the way that they should look at it is that if you don't speak up for yourself, that it could mean anywhere from $1 million to $1.5 million in lost earnings over a woman's lifetime.
Wait a minute, stop. So if I don't celebrate my successes, I could be losing over $1 million in revenue?
According to Forbes.
Okay, so if that does not make you want to go out and shine today, I want to shine today after that information.
So they go on to say that owning up to your accomplishments isn't about arrogance, it's about equality.
So I think that's exactly it, because one of the common things that we hear women say all the time is that I don't want to be perceived as arrogant or conceited or thinking too much of myself, right? So it's almost like we have put this idea in our head that success and humility cannot coexist. And that is not true. You can be successful and you can have humility at the same time. So I think if we adopt that idea and understand that it really has an effect on the bottom line of what we earn in our lifetimes, we have an obligation to celebrate our successes.
So we should get a t-shirt. Success plus humility equals 1.5 million.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. On the next Where the Wisdom Wednesday. I love it. Exactly.
So the one thing I would like to point out is I hear women do this far too often. They'll say something, whether it's, you know, talking about themselves or whatever, and they're quick to say, I'm sorry. I apologize. Because, again, they feel like that they're doing too much. Mm-hmm. But the question that I have is, if you own your mistakes, why can you not own your victories as well?
And it's interesting that you say that, because even when I hear women in particular talk about something that they should be extremely proud of, they will have a disclaimer in front of it and they'll say, well, I'm not bragging, but.
Or if you compliment them.
Right. Oh, no, it's okay. This old thing. So I've done this before. I had a group of women and I had them write down 10 things about themselves that they felt like they needed to improve. And everybody rattled off the list. I mean, quickly. And then I had them share. I said, now tell me 10 things, I need you to write down 10 things about yourself that you love. And there was this pause. There was this, what do you mean? And so why is it so easy for us as women to rattle off our opportunities or the places where we feel like we don't measure up easily, but we are uncomfortable in celebrating the things that make us the best versions of who we are? We've got to change that. There has to be a shift. And so it is something that's possible. And we just have to make the decision that will no longer be the case.
We also thought that this topic was important because we've observed it in the workplace. So tell me, if someone said to you, they're sitting across the table and they said, well, I think I'm pretty good, what's your immediate reaction?
Well, it's been great talking to you today, and so have a wonderful rest of your day. No, the meeting's over. No, confidence is a requirement. It's necessary. And it also puts other people, I think, at ease with your expertise. It's just like if you went for a visit to your doctor and you walk in and they're like, oh, I do pretty good. I'm about 50%. Like, do you want to be there? No.
So how often have you guys done that? How often have you been at work or, you know, with family and friends and decided to water yourself down? So you're really telling me this goes back to language.
And I think you're exactly right. You mentioned at another time that you said you think that that's really how people possibly show up. That they actually don't feel good about themselves. And so it comes out in the things that they say. And so as it pertains to the workplace, like, what do you think that does to a workplace culture? If everyone is showing up in that space and no one is owning the success, but everybody's quick to own the negativity or the opportunities or the places where they fall short, what do you think ultimately happens to the mission?
It becomes a mediocre workplace.
Exactly.
And the so mission dies.
Exactly. On the table, literally. Like, so the thing is, if we want to encourage an environment of success, it's important that we start with ourselves first.
So that reminds me of an example. So you guys know that the environment that I work in, it's a selling environment. And the other day someone walked in and I said, wow, you're walking with a lot of confidence. And he didn't have to say a word to me. And he started smiling. I said, did you close something? And he said, I sure did. And I high-fived him because I could just see it in his walk. And then I see another person come in and I say something to her. She has a big smile on her face. And I said, you look like money. And she said, yeah, because I'm out here winning. And what I noticed in that moment was, just like losing is contagious, so is winning. And that's the environment that you want to create. And that's the environment that you want to celebrate.
So what's critical about that is, as the leader in that space, you had to foster that environment. Right?
Yes.
Every person that walked into your space knew that they were safe to celebrate their success. And so as leaders, you have to create environments for people around you where they feel comfortable celebrating with you.
Exactly. Because I understand the power of collective winning.
I agree. I think that's what it's all about. And so not only is it important in the work environment to understand that, it's equally important to understand that in your personal life as well. So the question then becomes, are you surrounding yourself with people who understand the power of a collective win? And so here's one way that you can find out if you are surrounded by those people. Start celebrating your wins and see who claps.
More importantly, just clap for your damn self.
Just be real, sis. So I think you're right. The more you become comfortable celebrating your successes, then maybe you can encourage other people to do the same.
So what about, you know, like I told you earlier, we would receive some backlash on this.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite quotes is, excellence that feels that it has to be proclaimed by its mere proclamation doubts its existence. So does it sound like we're teaching people or trying to tell people that they should just beat their own chest and let the world know, hey, look at me, look at me?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think what we're talking about is finding that place in you where you want to win on a regular basis and not being ashamed to celebrate when you do.
So the key is, it starts with you.
It does start with you. And so I want people to understand that, and our listeners especially, that anytime you want to make a change in your life, it's going to require practice. And I don't want you to think of it like practice makes perfect. I want you to think of it as practice makes progress. There's a difference.
What does practice look like?
Here's some tips to get you started. Number one, surround yourself with people who expect excellence.
Number two, own your greatness. You worked for it.
Number three, ask others to celebrate their wins with you.
And number four, you cannot stay the same in a world that is changing all around you.
Don't forget to subscribe and share so we can grow this movement. If you have show ideas or would like to be considered as a special guest, you can email us at justberealsis@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Just Be Real Sis. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. As always, remember to serve first, stay encouraged, be kind, and just be real, sis.